Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Good morning, radio family, and welcome back. Another great conversation is about to get underway with the weekend edition of Community Focus. It's always a joy to be with you to talk about good people who are doing good things in our community. And radio family, this is a very important, as all the conversations are important, but it's readdressing a particular topic of discussion. Many of you who obviously, when you listen to our Odyssey stations, or you're just wanting to be in the know as far as the media and what you read and what you hear, is the importance as we continue and bring back to the conversation our discussion this morning about COVID-19 vaccines. And I want to say and extend a huge good morning to the newest member of our Community Focus family, and you, Cornell P. Wright, MPA, and I found out what that stands for, Master of Public Administration. You serve as the Executive Director of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services Office of Minority Health and Health Disparities. That is such an important title. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, Cornell. And again, I want to thank you because, again, as I just mentioned, the importance of continuing this conversation, particularly in our communities. So the best way to get our conversation started is simply by asking you, what do people need to continue to know about COVID-19 vaccines?
Well, again, thank you for having me. And, you know, what people need to know are that all vaccines are safe and extremely effective in preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death. You can't get the virus by getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And, the vaccines are free, and that's even if you don't have insurance.
And that's really important and great information to know, Cornell, and thank you for sharing that. Now, of course, we still have a large number of those who are unvaccinated. What's keeping them in particular from getting their COVID-19 vaccine?
So COVID-19 can affect anyone. And I want to say this clearly, you are far safer by getting vaccinated than you are if you are getting COVID-19
mm-hmm.
or unvaccinated. And so long form COVID is affecting thousands of people, and especially, many who have had COVID, including those with mild or no initial symptoms,
mm-hmm.
Can struggle with long-term effects like shortness of breath, maybe chest pains,
right,
and or brain fog. And so these can last weeks or months,
mm-hmm.
and death from COVID-19 is real.
Yeah.
And we've had, more than a million cases of COVID in this state, and, more than 14,000 people have died from COVID-19. And so we can stop the spread.
Right.
And COVID-19 is preventable. And so That's why people, you know, should not wait to vaccinate.
And I appreciate you sharing the importance of that, especially when we talk about, or as you mentioned, including those with mild or no initial symptoms. Because, Cornell, I think about, you know, when we initially heard about COVID-19, obviously it was something very new to us. We had little or really no information at the time. But then when we were hearing the severity of people being hospitalized, individuals who were on a respirator, and that was just something that just was not heard of, especially as regards to what this particular pandemic was all about. But as you stressed, and as we're continuing to stress, and especially again, I want to thank you for your role in really giving us the correct information, because there is also so much misinformation that's floating around there that's really playing an integral part in perhaps some people continually being hesitant against getting the COVID-19 vaccine, and why you are stressing and so many in the medical profession are really just trying to keep us as safe as possible. So my next question to you is, why do some people who have been vaccinated still can get COVID-19?
So when a vaccine is highly effective...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Like we are seeing with the COVID-19 vaccines, a small percentage of people who are fully vaccinated will still get COVID if they're exposed, you know, to the virus. And so although we continue to see high effective, protection against those hospitalizations and severe outcomes, you know, for people who are fully vaccinated, we are seeing, a decrease in vaccine effectiveness.
Right.
Against, you know, mild to moderate infections. And people are getting sick, but not severely ill, not needing to be hospitalized.
Right.
And so if you are not vaccinated, your risk for severe illness and death is much higher. Nearly all cases of severe disease, hospitalization, and death continue to occur among those that are not yet vaccinated.
Right.
And so vaccines save lives. We need to, layer up our protections to fight the more contagious Delta variant that we've been seeing lately.
Right.
And we can weather the storm, but we need to, backs up, we need to mask up, and we need to urge others around us to do the same.
And Cornell, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because when I have conversations about this, particularly with close friends or family members, I am hearing from them, some of them are actually double masking in some cases.
Yep.
It's dependent upon where they go and especially how many people they are around. And that's really stressing the importance of it. So, for those who just wear the single mask, it's great that you're wearing a mask. But if you want an extra layer of protection, as you say, it's likely a good idea to double up on that as well. And I really appreciate the great information that you are sharing with our radio family and our listening audience thus far. I think I have time for one more question before we go to our first break of the morning. Now, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has approved the first COVID-19 vaccine. Can you explain to us exactly what that means?
Sure. So the FDA, or as you said, the Food and Drug Administration, approved, the first COVID-19 vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19 disease in individuals 16 years of age and older. So this is the full authorization. The vaccine is also continuing to be available under emergency use authorization for individuals ages 12 through 15 years of age. Mm-hmm. And for the administration of additional dose in certain immunocompromised individuals, so people that have weaker or compromised immune systems,
right.
There is an additional dose that they can get right now. And while millions of North Carolinians have safely received COVID-19 vaccines to protect themselves and others, the Food and Drug Administration approval may instill an additional confidence that others need to go ahead and get vaccinated.
And that, too, is great information, Cornell, because I wanted to go back a little bit when mentioning the immunocompromised individuals. Are we also talking about persons who, let's just say, for example, may have chronic kidney disease or heart disease, or perhaps have had a heart attack in the past? Are those the individuals?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and cancer. There, there's a list of where that could be kind of broadened out in the scope of the conversation. But yes, those individuals do fit that criteria.
Okay, excellent. Now, is there a particular website, like perhaps maybe something the Center from Disease Control can give, or they do give, like a complete list of those who fit that particular category? Because some persons may not be aware, or they may not be sure whether they're are actually considered that type of individual who has an immunocompromised position. That's a hard word to say, by the way, so I have to kind of say it slowly and stretch it out a little bit.
No, definitely. And, especially here in North Carolina, people can go to our ncdhhs.gov website.
Okay, great.
And it'll take you to our COVID websites and, just a plethora of resources that are available.
Wonderful.
Also looking for, myspot.nc.gov.
Yes.
Can help people go find information about where to get vaccinated and other helpful information about this topic and more.
Excellent. Well, Cornell, I know we're going to share that information again in the course of our continued conversation. But in the meantime, newbie, I didn't even call you that. And you definitely don't fit that criteria anymore, because we're definitely within the first several minutes of this great and informational and informative conversation. So thank you so much for what you've shared with us thus far. And radio family, thank you so much for tuning in. It is a pleasure to be speaking to and having great conversation with Mr. Cornell P. Wright, MPA. Again, he serves as the Executive Director of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Service, Office of Minority Health and Health Disparities, and is joining me Renee Vaughn here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. We will return. We will continue our conversation right after this break. And we welcome you, or we welcome you back. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus heard on our Odyssey station. Thank you, Radio Family, for the great company. Definitely great company with members of our Community Focus family. Our newest member, no longer a newbie per se, but definitely part of our radio family, Cornell P. Wright, MPA, is the executive director of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Service Office of Minority Health and Health Disparities. And of course, we have been discussing Cornell earlier about the COVID-19 vaccines, what's keeping people from getting the vaccine, why some people who have been vaccinated still get COVID. And the last question before we went to break, you did an excellent job in explaining the FDA having approved the first COVID-19 case. So as we do continue in our conversation today, there's been a lot of talk about booster shots. So the question obviously is, where do we currently stand with that as far as information?
So definitely, to protect against severe illness, hospitalization, and death from the COVID-19 virus, as we head into the fall and winter months, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced that, planning is underway right now as we speak to support booster shots for segments of the population.
Right.
And it's likely to begin very shortly here. There are meetings going on this week, today, tomorrow, real time,
right,
in terms of this information. So boosters can provide continued protection, especially as the Delta variant sweeps through the United States, especially as it sweeps through North Carolina. And boosters the segment of the population that it can eventually be approved for will be available pending full review and recommendation by the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention or the CDC.
Okay.
So additional doses that we just talked about earlier are already approved and available for people that have more moderate or severe compromised immune systems. And so once authorized by the FDA and the CDC, that those people in those segment of the population that get highlighted will be able to receive a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine in the United States as a booster. And so this is this group who first got vaccinated around like December 2020 or January 2021. They'll be eligible in a certain time frame, likely starting between 6 and 8 months after their second dose. Mm-hmm. So if you got the Pfizer or Moderna, what we're seeing is that, there may be, the booster available after you got your second dose. That's when you become fully vaccinated.
Gotcha.
And so in this booster conversation, somewhere between 6 to 8 months after that second dose where you were fully vaccinated, pending guidance and information, we'll see when that may come into play. Now, for those who were able to get Johnson & Johnson, or the Janssen vaccine, we're still waiting to hear on the guidance or if boosters will be an option for that group as well.
Okay, Cornell. Excellent information. And of course, just to refresh for those who may remember when, everyone was getting their particular COVID-19 vaccination, of course, there were choices. We had Pfizer, we had Moderna, we had Johnson & Johnson. Of course, the big difference was Pfizer and Moderna required two shots. And for a lot of people that went with Johnson & Johnson, it was just that one shot. if many do recall. Now, I just wanted to ask as a side question, and if I totally understand if you don't have the information readily available, but I was just curious because we officially have arrived in the fall season. And as we go through fall, and of course we go through winter, and we're getting to the end of this particular year, I'm sure that in addition to COVID-19, the other concern is the flu season. That's, you know, that can be a huge topic of discussion. So for those who typically get the flu shot, is that something that's recommended on top of the booster with the COVID-19 vaccine?
Yeah, so one, let me say a couple of things, right? Yeah. One is that if you think about last year, we hardly saw any flu cases.
Exactly,
right?
Yes.
That's for a number of reasons. But especially people masking up, being protective, washing their hands, also waiting at least 6 feet away from people.
Right.
And then, being more closed in and not, openly out around everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That was very helpful in, reducing a lot of flu cases last year.
Wow, yeah.
And then we, also are seeing, the cases, just varying in COVID due to Delta variant and more exposures and things like that.
Right.
What I also want to point out is that we still want people to get their flu shot,
Mm-hmm.
In terms of boosters, may not have the best answer yet because a lot of this is still playing out.
Right.
So I don't know everything yet about, the combination between boosters and flu, vaccine. But I will say this, if you have a primary provider or care physician mm-hmm. or access to one, that is a great question to make sure that your situation is amplified in that
exactly.
space to ask about that.
That is so true. And Cornell, I really do appreciate that because the lines of communication between us as patients and our healthcare providers is so vitally important. It's important that we, share between both parties involved as much information as we can because the importance of being safe is still very much a primary issue. And thank you for letting me go off on an aside. Now, I will say this, and I mean this not to be in a joking manner, but what really mm-hmm. just blows my mind sometimes is, and this is a very serious subject matter, but I've never quite understood the hand washing issue. I mean, that's something that their parents were adamant with us
right.
about as kids. Wash your hands before you sit at the dinner table. Wash your hands if you're coming from outside playing with your friends. You're in the dirt, you're in the mud, you're in the playground.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how young kids are, especially the little babies. They touch everything and they touch everybody. But, it just baffles me. It's like, I cannot believe that there is probably a group, and I'm not going to put a finite number on it, but I'm like, there's some people out here who ain't washing their hands, even in the midst of a pandemic. So I just had to put that out there. That's been on my mind for a while since, we've been talking about this pandemic.
I know there's been some adults, I'm not saying in my current job, but in
right.
jobs that I've worked in the past,
mm-hmm.
that you just look at them differently.
Right, when you find out they're not
the
washing
bathroom.
Their hands. Exactly. Exactly.
I used to give them the elbow back in the day.
Right. And we have gone back to that along with fist bumping
yes.
and other ways with which, you know, we make contact. But in all seriousness, I mean, really, that's just something that's just one common sense, or at least it should be. And it's just next to cleanliness. I mean,
yes.
But getting
I
back.
I will say there's a new form of not even fist bumping or elbowing. I've
mm-hmm.
been alerted to the toe tap now.
Oh, really? Well, this is new to me.
Tap your shoe to your other shoe to the
okay.
other person's shoe. And, it was interesting.
Wow. Now, I'm
not like I was doing the kid and play kid.
I was just going to say that, Cornell. You took the words right out of that. Is the first thing that instantly came to my mind was kid and play. But in all seriousness, as we do get back to the seriousness of our conversation, but it's always great to interject a little humor, because we can't be serious about everything all of the time. But it is good to be informed, and no better person than with you, sir, as I welcome those who may just be joining us. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our Odyssey stations. Great conversation again with Cornell P. Wright, NPA, Executive Director of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Health Disparities, joining me, Renee Vaughn. Well, thank you for letting me have a little humorous time and fun with you. But back to, again, the seriousness of our conversation. Let's talk about overall, how are COVID-19 cases trending in the state of North Carolina?
So COVID-19 cases are increasing rapidly across the state. And, you know, we're experiencing the fastest acceleration in cases, you know, since the pandemic pretty much started.
Right.
And if, you know, cases keep going at this rate, they keep increasing at this current rate, you know, we will pass the peak cases that we had in January and in pretty much a matter of weeks. And so this rapid increase is because of the Delta variant of COVID-19, and it's because it spreads much easier and much faster than the original virus, and leaving unvaccinated people very vulnerable and susceptible to infection. And so while these trends are alarming, we now, you know, have the most powerful tool yet to putting an end to the pandemic. And that is the COVID-19 vaccines. We want, you know, those who are not yet vaccinated to get vaccinated today and not wait. And now there's no benefit in waiting to get vaccinated. We need to have everyone 12 and older to get vaccinated to make sure that we're protecting ourselves, our families, and our friends and loved ones.
Absolutely, Cornell. And I am just so thankful and grateful that we have a public affairs show that can share in that information. Because a lot of times I can understand to a degree, you know, perhaps the hesitancy, because many people were like, well, I don't know anything about these vaccines, what they putting in them, and so on and so forth. So hence, yeah, there's the importance of doing the research, hearing from professionals like yourselves. But again, like you said, just making sure that the sources you're researching are accurate. Please, and we cannot stress this enough, radio family, go to reliable sources that you know and trust. And that includes people, too, in getting the information on how you can better protect yourself and your family. And I really appreciate you sharing that. Now, we've talked a lot about the Delta variant in our conversation. What's the latest information that you have and that you can share with our listening audience?
So the Delta variant is now the predominant strand of, you know, the COVID-19 virus, especially in North Carolina. And so it spreads faster than the original COVID-19 virus and the current COVID-19 variant, which means that it possesses a significant, you know, threat to unvaccinated people. So this variant is, you know, one of the reasons why cases are rising so rapidly in North Carolina. So nearly all of new COVID-19 cases in North Carolina are people who are not fully vaccinated. And we want people to get vaccinated now so they wouldn't get exposed to this variant of Delta variant of COVID-19. And so vaccines are available at schools and gyms and community centers, doctor's offices, pharmacies, places of worship, you name it. And especially largely at our health departments locally. And so volunteers are reaching out to people on a one-on-one kind of basis to offer information and help people get connected to resources like rides or scheduling appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And it's encouraging that our state's vaccine rate has increased, especially in recent weeks. But we need to double down on the progress that's being made to really contain the current rapid spread of the Delta variant.
Exactly, Cornell. And we mentioned this earlier in our conversation that when we talk about the COVID-19 vaccines, again, if you didn't hear us the first time, this definitely bears repeating. They are free, even if you do not have insurance. And so for anyone who's listening that may be in that particular situation, you can still get the vaccine. Very, very important to know. Well, Cornell, I want to thank you so far. You have done an excellent job in answering my questions. My next question to you as I get back on track. Now, there are other variants that have emerged. What makes this particular Delta variant so unique? Why is it standing out the way that it is?
So the Delta variant is very contagious and it spreads very quickly. While the original virus spread from one person to an average of two or three people, the Delta variant is spreading from one person to the average of about six people.
Wow.
So that makes it way more contagious.
Exactly.
And more of a threat. So, we really are wanting to make sure people are getting vaccinated because unvaccinated people are at a greater risk of catching and spreading this Delta variant of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, they pose a risk to children under the age of 12 right now who cannot be vaccinated yet.
Right.
And especially those that are immunocompromised.
Exactly, that we touched on earlier, too. Now, Cornell, people have been talking a lot about something called long COVID. Can you tell us what long COVID is and who is most at risk?
Yeah, and we kind of talked about it just slightly a little bit earlier,
yeah.
But just to kind of get back into that conversation, many people who have COVID-19 experience, serious and long-term symptoms, that can last for weeks or months after initial infection. And so the term long COVID refers to cases, where new or persistent symptoms continue, beyond 4 weeks following an initial infection.
Right.
And these symptoms that we kind of touched on earlier can be mild, like experiencing fatigue or brain fog, or they can also be, more severe, including, like shortness of breath and some chest pains and discomfort. And so long COVID can affect, anyone from teens to those in their 50s, in 60s and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's so important that everyone ages 12 and up right now can receive the vaccine. As, no one is immune to, serious complications from COVID-19.
That is so true. And look what you did there, Cornell. I was going to actually bring up another important group of individuals as we were speaking about those who are at higher risk or those who are immunocompromised. I'm getting better at saying that word, by the way. See what practice will do. So the next question is, are vaccines safe for women who are pregnant?
So the CDC recently updated its guidance to recommend that all pregnant people receive the COVID-19 vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So vaccination is also recommended for people who are breastfeeding, people who are trying to become pregnant, and people who may, consider or become pregnant in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no need to wait to avoid getting pregnant if you are, planning to get to get vaccinated.
That's a good point.
And, you know, there is currently no evidence that any vaccine, including the COVID-19 vaccines, cause, you know, issues or problems with fertility in women or men.
Good to know.
And so recent reports, you know, have shown that, you know, breastfeeding women or breastfeeding people who have received a COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, and that's the Pfizer or the Moderna, have, you know, antibodies in their breast milk, which could help protect their babies. Mm-hmm. And so growing evidence is showing that the COVID-19 vaccines during pregnancy are safe and effective, and the benefit of getting vaccinated far outweighs, you know, the risk of not being vaccinated.
Absolutely. Now, Cornell, let's get back to another important age group. We were talking about teens earlier. Why should teens age 12 and older get vaccinated against COVID-19?
So teens are getting the COVID-19 virus, you know, just like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And unvaccinated young people are making up a lot of the new cases that we are seeing across the state and across the country, for that matter.
Right.
So additionally, COVID-19, the virus that is, can cause long-term side effects in teens. So these things that we've kind of been speaking about, you know, are like shortness of breath, chest pain and discomfort, and brain fog. And so, you know, vaccines can help prevent a lot of that. And so millions of teens have already been vaccinated, and clinical trials have, you know, proven that the COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective, even against, you know, the more contagious and potentially, you know, more dangerous Delta variant. And so with, you know, the recent large increase of cases across North Carolina, and as teens have returned to school, you know, vaccination is widely and very important to help keep our teens and those around them safe.
Absolutely, Cornell, because that does make me think about a lot of our school systems that have, you know, had our kids return not just to the classroom, but I remember speaking of those cases of young ones. And, you know, Cornell, you and I were both young at one time, and we thought we were invincible, just like this generation from time
Aren't
to time.
Still young?
Yeah, well, I'm claiming it. I can't speak for you, but I'm going to claim it. I'm going to claim it. But it also made me think about, too, when we were hearing about the college campuses and how many kids were just exposing each other. Yeah, how important it is as we share this information. I tell you what, Cornell, time really does fly when one is engaged in excellent conversation, which is the case with you. So possibly my last question to you will be, more places are requiring proof of vaccination for entry. Where can one person find their COVID-19 vaccine record? I think that's real important to know.
It really depends on where you got vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And so many North Carolinians can access their COVID-19 vaccine information in the North Carolina COVID-19 vaccine portal, including anyone who received their COVID-19 vaccine from a North Carolina provider and, notice the word and,
yes,
provided, you know, an email address to our North Carolina provider. And so if you did both of those things, you can log in to the portal by visiting covid-vaccine-portal.ncdhhs.gov. Again, that is covid-vaccine-portal.ncdhhs.gov. And if you received your vaccine from a pharmacy participating in the federal retail pharmacy program, mm-hmm. like a CVS or like a Walgreens, or from another federal vaccine provider, such as the U.S. Department of Defense, then, you know, you will need to get your vaccine information directly from that provider, you know, as it is not available in the North Carolina COVID vaccine portal.
Well, thank you for that. And that is great information to know. And one more thing, Cornell, to basically summarize what you have, again, done an excellent job in relaying this information. The importance of talking to our friends and our families about getting vaccinated, offering to help them, even if they need a ride or just in sharing their own experience. I do want to share with our listeners and our radio family that they are certainly invited to visit myspot.nc.gov, or you can call 1-888-675-4567 to get more information about staying safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. So again, that's myspot.nc.gov or 1-888-675-4567. Well, Cornell P. Wright, and I just found this out from you, brother, that you are an alumni. I got an eagle up in the house, North Carolina Central University. So I got somebody who is a graduate of a fine HBCU that has joined me here on today's program. So thank you so much and welcome to the Community Focus family.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And one final thing, Cornell, is that there are never any goodbyes with me. So I am definitely wanting to get you back on the program for a future conversation, especially as the latest information comes to you and to relay that to our radio family. So thank you again. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Anytime you need me.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to hold you to it. And thank you, radio family, for the good things you're doing in our communities as well. Keep up the great work. And by all means, please continue to stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend as we do bring to a close another great conversation. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Everyone, please take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.